Well, happy Thanksgiving Eve, as I like to say, or happy Thanksgiving. We may actually run the show tomorrow. You may be getting ready to carve your turkey. It's good to be here with you today. I really am honored to stop what we're doing today as we take a look at God and give thanks to Him. Let's turn to Him and let's thank Him for His mercy as well. You know, I think about this a lot. In fact, I've shared with you before that we all have crosses, we all struggles, right? But I've been thanking God. I've been praying more in Thanksgiving than I have in petition lately. I've been looking, and maybe it's because of the struggles you go through. I sit here and I listen to these intentions that come in. My heart literally breaks for you. I mean, it's so hard to hear the struggles and difficulties that others have, and it just puts into perspective how blessed I am. And I'm grateful even for the crosses of my life because they're opportunities for me to grow in virtue and in sanctity and holiness. If you are struggling and you need prayer, I'll tell you what, here's how you do it today. Two ways. You can call 888-914-9149. Maybe there's division in the family over Thanksgiving. Maybe there's financial hardships. Maybe there's an accident. Maybe there's a health crisis. If you need prayer, we gather around the country and literally around the world. And at this time of day, we pray for each other. You can get in at 888-914-9149. 888-914-9149. Or you can go to our Twitter page, @DrewMarianiShow. All right, that's our Twitter page. You can follow me @DrewMariani as well. It's always good to talk to you there. But please leave us your intentions. Maggie will bring those Twitter intentions to us. And, you know, I think about the spirit of Thanksgiving that we ultimately need to have. And, you know, having that attitude, even in the midst of crisis, I think is really important because you can either focus on your problem, right? Or you can focus on the blessing. It's like worry. I mean, the scripture tells you, don't worry because it's not going to do anything. Zero. It's going to stress you out. It's going to raise your anxiety levels, your cortisol levels. Not good for you, right? Don't do it. Trust, have faith the size of a mustard seed. You can work miracles. You can move mountains, right? The same thing with where you are right now. Your attitude has everything to do with it. You can either trust, you can either give thanks, or you could take the other side, right? You focus on your problems or you focus on your blessings. The question is, do you want more problems or do you want more blessings? Of course we want more blessings, right? So you got to live with this attitude of gratitude. It means that you just don't thank God for what He did in the past. You also have to thank Him for what He's going to do in the future. Lord, thank You for that spouse I've been praying for. Lord, thank You for that child I've been waiting for. Lord, thank You for that new job I've been waiting for. Lord, thank You for the healing, that doctor's report that says, hey, the cancer's gone. Thank You for the good blood work, Lord. Thank Him for opening those new doors. Thank Him for increasing in you. Thank Him for the grace that you have. Thank Him for those crosses that you have. Thank Him for bringing the right people into your life. I think when you thank God in advance, it's really a declaration of your love for Him, right? It's a declaration of your faith. It's hard. Believe me, I'm a weak man. I struggle too sometimes. When I'm in the desert, when I'm in the storm, and I don't see light at the end of that tunnel, you think, oh. But that's when I think you delight God all the more. When you say, Lord, I trust in You. Thank You, Lord. I know You're going to bring good out of the situation. Your thanks is, God, I'm sure that Your goodness is going to prevail. Right? I'm sure right now that You've got a bigger plan that I don't see. Remember, faith is what pleases God. Faith is what moves Him. Faith is what opens the door for Him, you know, for the promises to enter into your life. So today and every day, I think, as we meditate on Thanksgiving, right, a special day of the year where we give God thanks, thank God for everything in your life. Thank Him for the struggles. Thank Him for the problems. Thank Him for the blessings. Thank Him for those answered prayers, both visible and invisible, those that you see and recognize, those that are in the offing. And thank Him for what awaits you. You are a son. You are a daughter of God. And man, there's a glorious eternity that awaits you. So we're going to pray. I'm going to thank Him for His mercy. I really am. I'm going to thank Him for this devotion, for the miracles that continue to be reported here. And really for you, I love this time and I love being with you. I really do. I would love to share a couple quick answered prayers with you as well, because God is really so good. Person wrote to me and says, Drew, I just requested prayers for my daughter, that results for her procedure go well. And they had written to me a couple days ago. I just want to follow up on that email, Drew. Got word the procedure was successful. she's going to now be able to have more children. Thank you for the prayers during the chaplet. Well, I want to thank you. I want to thank God for that future child that is coming into your life, that grandchild that you are going to have. So another person, please, said to me, hey, Drew, may God bless you for all that you do here. Praying for the miraculous. I've got a child, a couple of these children emails, whose heart is not strong. The mother was really stressed out about it. She thought she lost her baby. We called into the Chapel of Divine Mercy. And I just want to share this testimony to the power of prayer. Doctors are amazed. The child has superseded their expectations and is doing incredibly well. The only thing we can credit to is God's mercy and the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. Amen to that. Amen. My mother-in-law had a lump in her thyroid. I think I shared this one yesterday. The lump is gone. I love it. I love when those things disappear. And they go on and on. So let's give God thanks for some of these great miracles that have taken place. Let's also thank him for, you know, all the things that loom in the future. And Maggie, anything you want to pray for as we start? Anything you want to give thanks for or petition for?
Drew, you were on a roll. I wish I had some like gospel music to
preach it,
to play behind you. You're like, thank him for this, thank him for that. No, I want to echo that. I'm in thanksgiving for all of the blessings that God has given me and my family. And I do want to lift up a friend of mine just texted me before the broadcast and said that their mom was just diagnosed with uterine cancer. So I want to lift up Tommy's mom.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. That's tough stuff. Mm-hmm. All right. Lord, we ask for mercy and we ask for miracles and we ask for healings. So we lift that up to you. I spoke to somebody earlier today too. His girlfriend apparently just found a lump and she's really concerned about it. So I want to lift that up. And there's another friend of his who's got to go into surgery. So, yeah, health is such a cross, isn't it? I say to my wife all the time, we're so blessed because health is wealth. You know, if you're healthy, you know, even back pain. Those who struggle with back pain, you know what I'm talking about, right? I mean, when you can't sit, you can't walk, you can't do things, whether it's arthritis, whether it's those migraines that debilitate you, or whether you are on chemo or fighting cancer or some other debilitating disease, you'd probably trade everything you had for health and vitality, right? So let's give God thanks for health. And let's know that he's restored it, right? Many times in Scripture, we've seen that happen. So we'll ask today, too, for this blessing, okay? Lord, we give you thanks. And we begin as we do every day in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You expire, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls. And the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he shall come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. And I just, before we take our first touch, I want to say thank you, too, because remember yesterday I asked you, I said, I got a small little intention that I'm praying for, and I'd like to see it answered pretty quickly. I want to give thanks. Forgot to add that to the mix. It was actually answered in a pretty profound way, so I'm very grateful for God's mercy and for a prompt prayer. You can ask God for those things, too. If you need some, you know, Mother Teresa would pray these emergency novenas because she needed something like right away. God will come through. I know sometimes God's time is a little longer view than ours, but thank you for your prayers. And I've received several letters from people who said, hey, I'm praying for you and for your family. And I'm grateful for your prayers. Pat is listening in San Diego, praying with us there. Pat, good afternoon.
Hi, Drew.
Hey.
First, I'd like to say I'm thankful for you.
You're so kind. Thank you.
And, you know, introducing me to Divine Mercy, and all, I'm sure everybody out there feels the same way. So and just hearing your voice every day is so comforting. You have no idea.
Thank you so much. It's so sweet.
Oh, you're welcome. My intention is for my sister. She went into surgery today, or she's going into surgery for an operation she had like 4 months ago. It's been a long struggle. She can hardly move. It's on her leg. She can barely move. And this is somebody who's been very active, loves to hike and do all kinds of stuff, is all out and about all the time. And now there's an infection or something in it. So they have to go back in today. And she's terrified. She just doesn't know what's going to happen. And she hates to go under. So I wanted to lift her up in prayer that she comes through it okay, and that the doctor knows what he's doing, and everything is okay, and also for the addictions in my family. I really, really pray that people can be free of its evil. I just, it's horrible to see what it's doing.
Yeah, it's so destructive. It's demonic. I'm convinced. It's just absolutely destructive. It is. But, you know, I say it all the time, Pat, and I'll say it again. There's healing. God heals. God's so merciful, and God can restore and give second opportunities and new life. And I just want to pray for your family, your sister especially. She has peace. And she goes to the surgery, and Lord, I ask you to be the hands of the surgeon. We ask for complete and total recovery. I give you a Pat and all of her family. But I pray for addiction on this decade too. And I just think, Lord, for those who are despairing right now, and they think it's impossible, Drew, you don't know my situation. You don't know how bad my daughter is or how bad my son is. I can't give it up. Maybe you are the one battling it. I'm telling you, with God, there's always a way out. There's always new life. There's always new beginnings. There's healing. And God can shatter those chains that bind you. He can shatter them in a heartbeat. And this is a special hour. We pray in this hour, and the Lord made promise. He says, I'll refuse nothing to the soul that makes a request to me in virtue of my passion. St. Faustina wrote that in Diary Entry 1320. You know, and in this hour, he says, you can obtain everything for yourself and others just for the asking. This is the hour in which grace for the whole world, where mercy triumphed over justice. And Lord, right now, I just ask for your mercy on those who are in the fight for their life, especially with addiction. And I just pray for new beginnings. And I give you all the needs and intentions of those on hold with me now, those now united with me in prayer as we turn to you once again. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right. Jill is praying with us in Northwest Indiana. Jill, good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'd like to lift up my mother-in-law, Barbara, who is in the middle of a 10 to 12-hour surgery at this moment. She has tongue cancer, which is aggressive, and we found out this morning that it's a little bit more than they thought, so she's going to lose her tongue. She's going to lose her bottom teeth. She needs part of the bottom of the floor mouth to be taken out, and we'll have some reconstruction surgery from other parts of the body to fix that up, losing some lymph nodes. So it's going to be an extensive surgery. It's going to be an extensive healing the months ahead, and I just pray, and I'm asking our Relevant Radio family to lift her up in prayer that all she's going through will be good in the end, that the cancer will be gone and she'll be with us for many, many more years.
Amen. Well, two questions for you, Joe. What's your mom's name? We'll put her down here. Maggie was just asking me that too.
It's my mother-in-law, Barbara.
Mother-in-law. Okay, Barbara. How old is she?
She is 73.
That's a lot of surgery to go through at someone that age. Oh. All right, well, let's pray for her. I love your attitude, though, Jill, because, you know, I could tell you're a woman of great faith. This is the way you pray.
Well, right, and I know to turn to the relevant Radio Family and the Divine Mercy Chaplet, so I appreciate you taking my call at this moment.
Well, it's providence. I'm glad you got through, and it is beautiful in this respect. I mean, we don't know how many souls are praying with us right now. I mean, we have people all over the planet literally joining us in this hour, and so many nationwide. And there's a power when two or more are gathered. Lord, I pray for miracles. I pray for recovery. I know you bring good out of every situation. Maybe the example of this woman, Barbara, will change a life. You know, maybe it's a doctor or a nurse or somebody she encounters. I don't know what your will is, Lord. I don't know the big picture. But I give you Jill. I give you her mother-in-law, Barbara. I give you those who are battling cancer, especially the cancer of the mouth, tongue, jaw. Those who need these types of really incredible surgery. I just ask you intervene. I don't have the words, Lord, but I just put this intention in your merciful heart. I pray once again for all united with me as we turn to you, Eternal Father. We offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole
world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
And Maggie, as I go to you, I first want to lift up those Idaho students who were murdered, stabbed to death. I want to pray for those who were shot at that Walmart. I'm going to pray for the pilot and meteorologist that went down. I'm going to pray for so much of this news, these murder mysteries in Oklahoma. I mean, there's so much going on. For those approaching the hour of death and those that have been called home, we'll just ask God in this hour to really intervene and to show mercy on their souls, because you don't know the day or the hour. And I think of those girls out the night before and the next day, they would never wake up. And just ask God for mercy on their souls and all those. And that these murderers, these perpetrators, will be brought to justice. Okay. What do you got coming in?
Drew, I want to first lift up a personal intention. I'm hoping for some clarity and guidance on something.
Amen.
Mary, we lifted up Mary yesterday during the chaplet. I just want to double down on this. She had contacted us about her husband living a double life.
I
found out a little bit more about the situation, and I want to pray for her husband's repentance and conversion.
Wow.
Elsa wrote to us and said, please pray for my children that they may come back to the faith. John is asking for prayers for an upcoming creative project and that all the details go well. Chris is asking for prayers for a 42-year-old niece, Lisa, who had a seizure and is seeing a neurologist today. And she also wants to pray for safe travels for everyone this weekend. Ascencio is praying in thanksgiving for good news on a recent biopsy. He still needs surgery, but is ever so grateful to God for those answered prayers. He says, my prayers are with everyone in this relevant radio family. And this one really made me smile. Gilbert wrote to us and said, God did it again. He restored communication with my siblings. Praise be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
I love it. What a great prayer. We pray for that all the time here too, don't we? For unity, where there's broken relationships between family members, between coworkers, between neighbors, between friends. And Lord, we give you thanks for these answered prayers. I do pray for those who are living in, you know, lives of infidelity, those who are not faithful to the vows they've taken. And I just, I pray for healing of the heart and all those deep psychological, emotional wounds that so many have gone through. Lord, just enter deep. Allow your mercy to be the ointment that brings that healing. Rose is praying in Salt Lake City, Utah. Hey, Rose, thank you for joining us. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you. Yes, I'm calling for prayers for my sons, my daughters, my family, all of those battling with depression, anxiety, in the world, and may God heal each and every one of them, and for peace in the whole world, and safe travels for all of those that are, you know, for these holidays coming up, traveling anywhere in the country, and also for my niece's husband, Jana, who he was in the hospital last month for, I guess his, sorry, I can't think right now.
That's okay.
But he's got out of the hospital and is doing better, but under medication for his healing.
We'll pray for his recovery. Let's pray for all your intentions. Rose, I know the Lord knows your heart. And Lord, I give you every one of those intentions in her heart. We pray for her family, her sons, her daughters. I do pray for peace this Thanksgiving. We pray for, first of all, protection for those who travel against any element of nature, any element, human element, spiritual element, mechanical element, anything that can thwart their journeys. Send angels to guard, to guide, to protect. But we pray for peace, too, in the homes. Quite often, if there's alcohol or the talk of politics or something else, who knows, division can erupt. And I just pray that this could be a time of joy and true Thanksgiving, Lord. So I pray for that, all of Rose's intention, and we turn to you again. Grateful for your mercy, giving you thanks as we pray, Eternal Father. We offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right. Our next call comes from Green Bay, Wisconsin, the frozen tundra. Hi, Brendan. How you doing? Brendan, I'm not hearing you. Go right ahead, sir.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing really well. How are you doing?
I'm well. I'm well. Happy Thanksgiving. How can we pray for you?
My friend Pamela needs a liver transplant and a kidney. She is having both of those failures. And then my friend Ty, he's in his 20s and he has heart problems. He has colon problems. It's hard for him to be active at all, really.
Wow.
So I just want to lift both of them up.
Great prayers. Let's pray for you too, Brendan. And thank you for calling in with that attention. I'm grateful for it. You know, I don't know how long you've been listening to the show, but we have this weird charism. This chaplet has this weird charism. It seems as we gather together as a family here and pray for vital organs. There have been many people who've needed organ transplants and they've gotten them in a very rapid succession. Or I remember one story I wrote about it in my book where a person called in, they needed a double organ transplant, just like this situation you have. They were in the hospital, it was getting critical. 4 days later, they made such a remarkable recovery. They left the hospital and never needed a transplant again. So God can certainly heal. So Lord, I thank you for the way those miracles take place. I give you all of Brendan's intentions here, especially those in need of real healing and revitalization of their health. So I give you these needs and intentions. I unite mine and all those praying with me as once again, we turn with trust to your mercy. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Our fifth call comes from Margaret in Chicago. Hi, Margaret. Good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. Thank you for taking my call. And just prayers of thanksgiving for Relevant Radio and for you and Divine Mercy. But also for the people going to be alone tomorrow and don't have family or friends, especially those in hospitals and jails and prisons, and also for all the people that have lost friends and family members to violence, that they can open their heart to the love of mercy of Jesus and just conversion to the whole world to Jesus and his love. So
Well, thank you very much. Margaret, we'll pray for you. And yeah, I just want to pray for everyone who did not get through right now, and everyone who's praying with me wherever they may be. And just want to give you to the Lord and just know that the Lord hears your prayers as we conclude this final deck. And I also want to bring to the Lord that woman right now who's contemplating terminating her child, that woman who wants to abort the child in her womb, that person who is so depressed today, so filled with anxiety or so overwhelmed by their circumstances, they don't think life is worth living. Lord, hold back their hand. I pray for those with addictions, those in same-sex relationships, those cohabitating impurely, those addicted to pornography, those unfaithful in their marriages. I want to pray for those who are abusing and those who are abused. Lord, I want to pray for those who do not believe in you, those who reject you, those who are in purgatory, as well as those approaching death. So I give you these needs and all those as we cry out to you in this final decade, praying, Eternal Father. We offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us so that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady, Queen of Heaven.
Pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help.
Pray for us.
Mother of Mercy.
Pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe.
Pray for us.
Our Lady of America.
Pray for us.
Our Lady Reconciler of Peoples and Nations.
Pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful.
Pray for us.
St. Joseph.
Pray for us.
St. Faustina.
Pray for us.
St. John Paul II.
Pray for us.
St. Peregrine.
Pray for us.
St. Jose Maria Escriva.
Pray for us.
St. Patrick.
Pray for us.
Blessed Michael Sapochko.
Pray for us.
St. Clement, St. Miguel Pro, and St. Columbian, all who are saints today.
Pray for us.
And the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You ever hear that first reading, not first reading, the zoning out here during the Eucharistic prayer, the first Eucharistic prayer, where they go through this litany of, you know, we pray for Clement, for Titus, for, and they go through this whole litany, Cletus, Sixtus, Clement. They go through the whole thing. Those are like the first three popes after Peter, I just discovered today. Kind of a cool little fact, right? I didn't know the saints, but I think that the first series of popes all were martyred. I mean, if you were a pope in the first 100, 200 years of the church, good luck. It was pretty much a death sentence. But Clement is one of those martyrs. Of course, St. Miguel Pro today was a man who laid his life down for truth. I've got to take a short break. When we come back, we'll talk more. We got a lot to get into today. So I hope you can hang out with me. All right? Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Tweet us your prayer intention anytime on Twitter at Drew Mariani Show.
The Relevant Radio studio line is sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters, flexible premium life insurance. You know, for less than $12 a month, a 40-year-old can get $500,000 of coverage. Go to relevantradio.com/Forester today. An Illinois Life Insurance Society, not available in all states.
Real faith, real talk. You're listening to The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Well, it's good to be here with you today. Hey, tomorrow, of course, this whole weekend, you know, we're going to be hopefully with family and friends and enjoying kind of a longer weekend. This Sunday is a feast, and it's one that I have a special affinity to. The day that I was married to my wife, I gave her, in addition to the wedding ring that we exchanged and made our vows, we went before the Blessed Virgin Mary, and we exchanged miraculous medals. She bought me this beautiful one. I bought her one. And on that day, we were married on the eve of a great Marian feast day, and I had such love for Our Lady, I decided to give her the miraculous medal. The miraculous medal is one of those incredible sacramentals. You know, it was initially not called the miraculous medal. It was given that name by the laity just due to the amount of miracles that had taken place to it. It was initially known as the Medal of the Immaculate Conception, right? Because Our Lady appeared to Catherine Laboure, now Saint Catherine Laboure, in France, and the story is an absolute amazing one. And I thought, you know, I'm going to miss this opportunity to share this with you. I'm not going to have a chance to get you plugged into a sacramental. I mean, two sacramentals I love, the Saint Benedict Medal and the Miraculous Medal. Those, I've talked to you about them in the past, but I wear them, and I want to get you plugged into not only Catherine Laboure, if you don't know, but on the 27th of November, we celebrate the anniversary of the day that Our Lady revealed this incredible gift that has brought about massive conversion, incredible healings, and is, I think, a special tool from heaven. And I'm joined today by somebody who actually, believe it or not, I guess shares my passion for this. She wrote a great article on the miraculous medal, and I thought, oh, I got to get her on. You know her, right? You're very familiar with none other than Susan Tassone. She's a longtime friend of the show here. You know her as a Purgatory Lady, the author of, yeah, I don't know how many best-selling books and awards she's written about Faustina. If you want to learn more, you want to get plugged into her articles, you can go to susantassone.com. But she wrote an article called The Miraculous Medal and an Unknown Story. And we'll try to post it for you. So if you go to our Twitter page, at Drew Mariani Show, you can check that out. Maggie will get it up in a little bit once she does that. But Susan, it's good to have you with me today. Congratulations, and what a wonderful work.
Yes, Drew, you know, I am the Purgatory Lady, but there's these extraordinary, like you, devotions that I'm really attached to, and she's one of them. Saint Benedict is one of them.
Yep.
Blessed, my posse saint, the Eye Saints, Cabrini, Odilla, and Saint Lucy.
But never
then
heard
there's
of them.
Padre Pete.
You have, you're
kidding me.
Mama
Cabrini's gonna come down and, you know, say, Hey, my
I'm from Philly. Come on, Susan. I'm from Philly. I know Cabrini.
Yeah, 75-year anniversary. She's celebrating her silver jubilee. Drew, did you know how she was canonized? I mean, not how, but what catapulted her into being canonized?
No, tell us.
I had all the details, but I'll just give you the rundown. There was a baby where the nurses had put the wrong drops in the baby's eyes. It appears I think the baby was newly born, but again, you can look it up. And so they prayed to Mother Cabrini, and it reversed. The damage to that baby's eyes reversed, and that baby became a priest. And he preached. He preached it, Mother Cabrini, throughout his priesthood that I read. I just read that recently.
Awesome.
He's no longer with us. He's up there with Mother Cabrini and Catherine and all the other great saints. But that's what catapulted her into canonization. And so she's known for having intercession. I pray for her. I pray to her because I have eye issues. So, and she's really. She's a tough one. You know, she's been keeping an eye on my, I said, keep an eye on my eyes, you know?
It's a great idea. So you turned to her, I know we're going to talk Mary's Medal, but, you know, we talk quite often about other saints who are known as the patron saints of eyes. I never thought of Cabrini for that. And I know you've been struggling with some eye issues, and you got a good report recently. I remember praying for you, so I'm really happy to hear that.
It was her. In fact, the shrine, if you're in Chicago, it's just north of me, about a mile. The National Shrine is here. She built Cabrini Hospital. They tore that down and made multi-million dollar company building. I'm sorry, yeah. Condos. And but the promise they would under one stipulation that they would keep the chapel in the room where she died in. And it's a chapel. It's not a chapel like you and I know. It's breathtaking. It's absolutely breathtaking. and the hospital was attached to it. And then her room is there, the chair that she sat on, even when she had spit up blood, that blood is still on the rug. And so I had visited, you know, I knew the executive director at the time, and she told me, you know, I said, I'm praying for, you know, I have some eye issues. We, in our family, we do. And she said, that's what catapulted her into canonization. And so I do pray to her. And she also said this to me, Drew, which I got a kick out of. She said that, you know, a lot of people didn't like her. I said, what? You know, she's 4'11", Drew. But remember, she's Italian. They said, you're too pushy, Mother Cabrini. Well, you know what? She got the job done, you know. So I consider it a good pushiness.
Well, you know, we'll have to do is we'll have to have you back, Susan, and we can talk and introduce people into the life of Mother Cabrini, the great miracles. I've got a friend whose son lost his vision due to an accident. And, they might want to make a small little pilgrimage with their family
absolutely.
To pray at that shrine. That'd be great.
Absolutely. There's all kinds of miracles. And in the room, this is an Italian. She was telling me this. Well, I shouldn't say Italian. But there's I guess it comes from out of Italy. She gets the nun that was the executive director gets calls from all over the world and in Italy to take the petition. And because her bed is still there, just like if you've been to Padre Pio Shrine,
yep.
Everything is still in place the way it was. And they take the petitions and put them under her pillow.
Wow, that's fantastic.
There's one more. I'm just gonna, if you don't mind.
No,
you
it's all you.
Christmas. It's Christmas, but there's I get a newsletter, you know, from a Cabrini newsletter, and I didn't know about this, Drew. I haven't done enough research, but I did the devotion. There is a devotion that she did where she visited seven creches during the Christmas season for a special favor to visit.
Wow.
I mean, we visit the churches during Lent, but there's the seven creches, and I did it because I'm surrounded by phenomenal churches here in the city of Chicago. And one creche was unusual and beautiful than the next. They were just incredible. So you might want to do that over the holidays. And they did that for a special favor. So I was out there, you know, but I never did the creches, you know, the nativity scenes in the churches. And oh my gosh,
that's a great devotion.
Wonderful, wonderful experience. So yeah, Mother Cabrini is really, She's very powerful. And I pray to her every day, a little holy card that my family prays. We pray to her. So
well, you know what, Susan? It must have been God's providence. Somebody must have needed to hear this today because you and I weren't going to even talk about Mother Cabrini. But I love it.
Yeah.
I think that's great. Let me do this. Let me take a short break so we can get it out of the way, Susan. When we come back, I do want to talk about the miraculous medal.
Yes, indeed.
And your
yes.
piece, because this is another one of those great sacramentals that I think bring about protection. We've seen the radical conversions that have come from this and how rapidly this devotion has spread. I just want to get people plugged in because I know I won't be on the air, you know, the day that we celebrate this feast. So stay with us. If you want to join us, you can dial in too. The numbers, lines are open right now, 888-914-9149. Back with Susan Tassone and more.
The Relevant Radio studio line is sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters, flexible premium life insurance. You know, for less than $12 a month, a 40-year-old can get $500,000 of coverage. Go to relevantradio.com/Forrester today. An Illinois Life Insurance Society, not available in all states.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Man, time flies, doesn't it? It goes so quick. Thanks for hanging out with me. I want to get you plugged into something that is special to me. You know, I always walk around. I always have in my pocket a rosary. Because I could pray that, and I could pray the chaplet on it. And I believe in sacramentals. There's holy water in next to my bed at night. There's holy water in my car. I keep it in my office. Bless salt. But there's special medals, too, that have seem to have real impact. One of those is the St. Benedict Medal. The other is a Miraculous Medal. And this weekend is the feast of the day the Our Lady gave, that heaven allowed, St. Catherine Laboureille to receive this powerful gift that had such profound impact on the decades that would follow. Susan Tassone joins me. She's a best-selling author. She wrote a book well, she wrote multiple books, but she wrote an article on the miraculous medal, and has got some personal stories to share as well. And Susan, you know, as I was sharing, you know, I gave my wife this as a wedding gift. She gave one to me. You know, actually during the wedding mass, we exchanged these. You personally, I know, have had some encounters with the miraculous medal. I mean, that's how much I believe it. That's how credible I think it is. That's the fruit that I've seen and the graces that often come. But share with us a little bit about what motivated the story and the article.
Yes, it was true. You touched on something that you're probably not even aware of, that you said you carry the Benedict Medal, you carry the Miraculous Medal. Well, Drew, when I wrote these 12, 14 books, I did all my research at the seminary. You should definitely go up there, St. Mary of the Lake Seminary. They had the largest collection of books on purgatory in the United States. Wow. So while I was doing that research, I would spill over into the saints' books. And what was interesting about Bernadette and reading all about these other saints, I mean, I would just be there for hours reading these books because they're what they're called first-generation books. So there was this book on Bernadette, because nobody came up with this stuff that I found, book on Bernadette that was written during her time, and the author was able to interview people that were still alive. So you've got a first-generation book. So that's what that's where I found all this material. Then I found, again, working on purgatory, but you know, just I couldn't help myself reading all this other stuff, that there's three most powerful medals in the Catholic Church. The three most powerful medals in this order are, you had two of them. You got the two out of three. The first is the scapular, then the miraculous medal, and then the Benedict medal. Why? Because of the indulgences and the promises that are attached to them. And as you know, Mother Teresa would pass out thousands of these miraculous medals. Catherine Labouré, you know, she was she had a great love for Our Lady, because when her mother passed away, she turned to Our Lady. She was 9 years old when her mother passed away, and she you know, basically said, "You're my mother now." And she had a lot of visions and dreams, from what I understand, at such an early age. And she decided to dedicate her life to Saint Vincent de Paul because she dreamt about him too. Wow. So the bottom line is, she becomes she's a novice, and back in 1830, and the Mother Superior gave each of the novices a piece of cloth from the founder's surplus. And that was, who was that? That was St. Vincent. Since she had such a love for, this is crazy, but she had such a love for him that she split the piece down the middle. She swallowed half of it and put the rest in her prayer book. And she prayed to Vincent that she wanted to see Our Lady. She just prayed fervently. And so that did happen. The child Jesus appeared to her. He brought her to the chapel. Have you been there, Drew? The miraculous medal.
I have, yeah.
Oh, so you know, she says, come to the altar and ask for graces, because there's a lot of, she had these jewels on her fingers, and rays were coming out of some, and rays were not coming out of some.
Yeah.
And she said, the reason is we're not asking for all the graces. So you know what my prayer was when I stood at the altar? Give me the graces that I'm not asking for,
wow.
You know, that I'm not even aware of. And I still ask that prayer today. So bottom line, she meets Our Lady. The chair is there at the chapel, the Miraculous Medal Chapel in Paris, you know, right in the heart of Paris. And so Our Lady said to her that God had a mission for her. And she said, just like all the other saints, she said, you're going to be contradicted, but don't be afraid. Where did we hear this? Fatima, the children, you know, they were going to be contradicted, but have no fear. The grace of God, will give you what is necessary. And she said, I want you to go to your spiritual director and pass on what I want of you. And what I learned, Drew, it wasn't just the miraculous medal. There were three requests. There were three parts to her mission. I've never, doing the research, thank God for the seminary, I didn't realize that. So first of all, the first part of the mission was to get this medal casted, and she showed her the medal. And in fact, I heard that the medal even rotated, so she got a good look at the medal. and she was supposed to go to her spiritual director, which she did. And, you know, and guess what happened? She approached him three times and he ignored her. He said no. And she was just dismayed. And so she went back to Our Lady, and you know what Our Lady said to her? She said, "Tell him, my servant, that he should be frightened of displeasing me." And when she shared that with, his name was Father Aladel. When she shared that, her words with the Virgin is angry with you, it affected him so much. It tormented him. He couldn't sleep at night. He finally approached the bishop, and the medal was approved. Wow. And millions of medals were distributed. And people came to the convent because, as you said, it became known as the Miraculous Medal. It was originally called the Medal of the Immaculate Conception, as you said correctly. So that was the first thing that, you know, that she was to do. Then there was a second request, Drew. It was to open the chapel up for pilgrimages. And again, poor Catherine, same thing, same kind of torment. The superiors refused her. 28 years passed. And guess what happened? And I've heard this too, you know, God gives you a mission and you say no, he goes to someone else.
That's
and
true.
That's exactly. And yeah. So what did Our Lady do? She went somewhere else. You know where she went? She went to Lourdes. That's where the miracles, the conversions,
and
the cures happened. In fact, the nun, her companion was Sister Tranchimer. I don't know if I got that correct, but she said to Catherine, she said, you know, these miracles could happen here in our own chapel. And she said the same thing to another nun. She said, if the superiors really wanted it, the Virgin chose our chapel, but they said no. So Lourdes was where she went. There was a third request that was made by Our Lady to Catherine. She wanted a monumental cross in Paris, and she wanted it called the Cross of Victory. And it would be, she said, a place of veneration, conversions. People would come from all over the world on pilgrimage. And guess what happened again? She tried in vain to fulfill her request, and again she was denied. So to this very day, Drew, the cross was never built. And again, Our Lady went somewhere else. But this is speculation. You know, I've heard that where is this cross that people go, the Cross of Victory on pilgrimage? Well, we do know, I know the first 7 days of the apparitions in Medjugorje are approved, and there is a cross called Mount Krzyżowiak that was built in 1933 in honor of our Lord's 1900th anniversary. And millions of people go there to climb and pray and petition and praise God. So I don't know if that's correct, but there's an interesting connection to that. So she was tortured by this, that she couldn't fulfill Our Lady's wishes. And she said it was her own martyrdom. But again, she did it for the glory of God. So we have this unique opportunity. Mother Teresa passes out thousands of them. Drew, I order. You can get them for free. They are absolutely gorgeous. We're talking top quality metal at the Miraculous Metal Shrine, and I believe it's in Perryville, Missouri, the headquarters. They give them away free in an envelope with the story, and that's all they ask for is the postage. And you can order as many as you want. Drew, I carry them with me all the time. You know, a lot of things were happening down here in Chicago. We policemen, and I remember, you know, when they were raiding, the Gold Coast area, there were police everywhere. There was the National Guard. I went out and gave them all medals.
Wow.
They all took them. And the policemen put them, the firemen put them on their helmets. But they're very powerful. And she promises that anybody that wears that medal receives extraordinary graces. Yep. Anybody that carries the medal receives graces. Now, there's one of fascinating miracle that happened. Yeah. If I have time to share it with
before you,
Drew.
Do, let me tell you, I want to say what Our Lady actually shared to Catherine. I think it's interesting too, and just to put everything in perspective. When she appeared, she says, "Look, have a medal struck." And she gave her this vision, and she says, "Those who wear it will receive great graces, especially
right.
if they wear it around their neck." I was struck by that.
Right.
And
exactly.
And she didn't, reveal that she received the medal, until soon before her death, about 46 years later, which is kind of interesting. It was distributed throughout Paris. It became a blessing to everybody. Graces began to be showered down. It spread like wildfire, the devotion. And there were marvels of grace and health. You know, you're as we talked about it, it became known as the miraculous medal, even though it was the Immaculate Conception. But I want people to be aware, this is not a superstition. There's nothing magic about the medal. It's, you know, that's connected with this. The medal's not a good luck charm, but it is, it's a great testimony to the faith and the power of trusting prayer. That's why God uses these sacramentals. But go ahead. I'll let you pick it up on that point.
Yes. You nailed it. The medal is a message of faith, of hope, and charity. It speaks to us of the love that God has for us, and he bestows infinite graces on us. So he expects from us in return that, you know, in this high-tech world, we should never lose sight of the supernatural destiny that we're called for. So that's what I wanted to add. Amen. As well. There was the story.
Well, yes, you know, before, Susan, I hate to do this. I have less. Can you get it in a minute? You probably can't.
So, oh, yeah. Yeah. This guy was in prison. His name was Claude Newman. He was on death row for shooting his grandmother's abuser. Yep. And he saw this guy's medal. And this inmate, he said, "What's that medal?" The inmate threw it at him. And he took it and he wore it. And guess what happened? Our Lady appeared to him and told him if he wanted to be her son. And so he did. And he said that she was the most beautiful woman that he's ever seen in all mankind. I mean, it was just breathtaking.
Hey, Susan, I was going to say to you, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. And if people want to learn more about you, SusanTassone.com, right?
Absolutely. Buy that. Go get those medals and wear those medals. Sacramentals are extremely powerful. They keep evil away.
Amen. Amen. Susan, I love your spirit. I love your mission. I love what you're about. Look forward to the next time. I'll be right back.